right. Beautiful. Beautiful. That is Kulik. The brand new song is Scatterbrain. He is joining us here from a place called Hang Loose in our hometown of Tamaqua, Pennsylvania on iRockRadio.me. Every once in a while, and I hope you don't mind me bringing this up, you really open up on social media in regards to issues, whether it's anxiety, depression. As listeners or fans, people can, you know, they can say that they can relate to, you know, to stuff like that. That it's hard to imagine somebody who's living their dream right now, or, you know, working towards that dream
and feeling the same way. I say this a lot, this type of analogy, but I feel like it's like this wave that you have really, really good days and then you have really, really bad days. I think the most important thing in order to deal with it is actually being able to say it. That's why I try to say it on social media. That's why when I have a bad day, I just, no filter. There's, you know, I just type out what I'm thinking and I post it. And when people comment back or they message me about it, I feel, okay, you know, they feel the same way that I do, so I must be on the right path. And, you know, if they feel that way, then other people must feel that way too. I think it's really important that people be human on social media and not be this digital version of themselves. And I still am a digital version of myself, but I'm working more towards that. I'm working more towards being the same person online as I am in person, if that makes sense. And I think that's really important for people with anxiety and depression as well, because it feels very not real if you are being a different person online than you are in real life, if that makes sense.
It does. A lot of people get caught up in that.
Yeah, and they don't know, but I don't think they even realize they're getting caught up in it, though, because all they're posting is all the good stuff, and it's all filtered, and it's like a Photoshop life, if that makes sense.
Yes.
It's all, yeah. But going back to your anxiety and depression question, if you're going through it, don't feel like you're worthless or wasting your time, and don't feel like you have to not talk about it, because I think that's the main thing that I hated about it. Because I had a couple dark phases where, like, it was like dark for like 2 months straight, maybe, like those types of periods. Like, now when I get it, it lasts like maybe 1 or 2 days, and I allow it to happen so that I get that out and then I go back to positive thinking, that type of thing. But when you have it for like 2 months straight, I feel like it's because you aren't able to communicate it to people. I think if you're able to talk to people about it and get past that, and people, like, talk to people that don't make you feel, you know, dumb about talking about it, if that makes sense. There's certain people that I know I wouldn't be able to talk to about it, but I have a core, now I do. You know, I can talk to my wife about it, I can talk to my brothers about it, I can talk to the band about it. And I think the more open you are with how you actually feel, the better you'll get through those emotions, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. I was going to say, yeah, because you do have a huge support system. You have a wonderful family, a beautiful wife. You have great friends. Your bandmates. Your bandmates are actually, a lot of them you knew from high school and growing up, right?
Right, right. Yeah. And I also want to say, too, though, if you feel like you don't have people that you can talk to about it, that's okay, too, because that's how I started. That's why I started writing music. It was, you know, I felt that way. You know, I was in school, I felt like I was being bullied and I didn't feel like I belonged and no one understood who I am and this whole town doesn't understand, you know, the way I think is different than the way most of the town thinks. You know, I'm different. And that's an okay thing to have. You got to find an outlet, though. That's where you have to, you know, it's different for everybody. Some people like painting. Some people like writing music. Some people, it doesn't matter what it is. It can be physical work, too, you know. I was a carpenter. I liked physical work. That's what I still do. That's why I still like running and working out. Like, those outlets. You need to have outlets. If you don't have outlets, it's going to build inside of you, and then eventually you'll have this really, really dark time, if that makes sense. Yeah. But no, my band members, yes, they're all really, really good people. Keith and Jerome were in the cover band that we had since high school. I was an altar boy at St. Jerome's. Okay. Like, me and Keith went to CCD together, and, you know, me and Jerome have been close since we were young. And then April is a brand new member, so she's from Long Island, New York.
Yeah, you mentioned her before, and now, so she is she's a full-time member of the band, or she's helping out, or because I know you said she has other stuff.
We will see right now. She actually became a really, really good friend of mine, honestly, in the last month. She is going to play keys for us on the road. She's going to sing backup vocals, and she's the one that helped me. We co-wrote Scatterbrain together. She has a lot of separate projects, and I think it's good for people to have that. You know, like Keith also has a separate project. He does his own solo music too. So I mean, I'm not a kind of band leader that's like, you have to do this and only this. It has to be your priority, but you can do other side stuff for sure. But I think she definitely has a good future ahead. I'm going to try to produce some music for her, too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Around this time, we usually do something with a different artist with three random questions, and it's usually called Three Quickies and Afterthought, and they're multiple choice.
All right.
Because of your song...
Are these fun?
Because of... they are.
They can be, right?
But
okay.
They're not going to be multiple choice, because we're going to play off of your Scatterbrain title.
Okay.
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 And we're just going to do three random thoughts.
Okay.
From Jacob Kulik.
I'm going to try. I'll try.
All right. So, two bands or artists, past or present, for a fantasy tour that you would do a show with, who would they be?
Oh, I'll do a tour with, though, so it'd have to make sense. If it didn't have to make sense, genre-wise.
It's fantasy. It's for you. Nobody else. Just you.
For me. A Day to Remember. They're the first band that I've ever listened to, and I still love them. And Tom Petty. Those two. How funny and opposite are those? Remember, it's like heavy screaming music and Tom Petty. But those two were the first, influences I think I've ever had. Tom Petty with the story writing and his lyrics, and same with the Day to Remember. I think that'd be a fun tour.
Awesome.
For sure.
Favorite pastime outside of music? I know you said you had a few different skills and you like running and that, but if you had to pick one favorite pastime outside of music, what would it be?
I think just spending time outside. I love nature. When it's warm out, when it's cold out, it's horrible.
But, I agree.
But just spending time outside, and I just started getting into painting too. I'm starting to really like painting, so I think that's fun too.
Hardest habit you ever had to or still do need to break?
Oh, got a lot of them. I feel pretty good right now, but smoking or nicotine in general was so difficult for me. I started smoking at 13, smoked till I was like 20, then I dipped and chewed, then I went back to smoking, and now, like, we try to, when we tour, we try to not smoke, because when we do, we all have a problem with it, besides April. Jerome, Keith, and me, like, we just try to not smoke, but that is by far the hardest, and I try to be, you know, I try moderation with weed. Weed is also one that I have to, you know, be careful with, because I like escaping too much, so I want to, if I do smoke, I mean, I'm a weed advocate, so I'm not opposed to being saying this, but I when I do smoke, I want to be more in tune, not smoking to escape. I think the, you know, your goal.
Fine in moderation and,
yes.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, but also, I just think
your responsibility.
I think your the reason of why you're doing it is way more important, you know. Same with drinking. If you're drinking, you know, and you're having a good time, great. If you're drinking to like forget your problems,
you gotta
might start thinking about, you know, toning back a little bit. That's all.
Were they fun?
They were fun. Okay. They were fun. Yes, I love personal questions.
They at least
questions.
Made you think. So.
Yes, I like personal questions more than not more than the music ones, but I like the personal ones because people should care about the human side of what people are doing. You know, they shouldn't just care about only the music stuff. You should care about people. You know, that's all.
And then the afterthought, which is pretty much the same as all these other ones now, but the afterthought would be, and we're not trying to throw anyone under the bus per se, but because you knew your bandmates for so long, what is the funniest story that you'd be willing to tell about one of your bandmates?
Funniest? I mean, I don't know if this is the funniest, but this is the most recent. Jerome, who is our bass player, we weren't sure if we were going to be able to go on tour with him because he was working, standing on ground level, fell over, and outreached his arm. And his arm... like bent the wrong way, and he went to the emergency room and he fractured his radial disc, which is his elbow. So we were like, are you gonna have to like get a hard cast? You're not gonna be able to play. And he went and he's apparently all right. He's gonna wear a sling and then he's gonna take it off for the shows and put it back on.
See, that's going to look badass if he actually like came up with it on and
I know
took it off.
I know, that's what I said, you have to like play that. But I mean, that's the most recent one. We have some funny stories, but they're all their rating system, it's rated R, would not be good.
His family's tough as nails. Like, I graduated with his uncle, so.
I know. They are freaking tough, the Betzes. So.
You're going on tour with Andy Black of Black Veil Brides.
Yes, it actually starts April 7th, but we're leaving April 2nd because we have to drive to Sacramento, California. It's a four-day drive out.
Who arranged that, and how are you feeling stepping into to this tour?
I'm not sure who. Well, we have Ryan Soroka is our booking agent at UTA, and he's the one that hounded them to finally get a tour. I'm really excited to meet Andy Black. I think his music's really good, and the fame seems really neat too. We're ready to go. I mean, we feel restless because, you know, it's such a roller coaster because you go on these tours and then you sit still and you go, man, am I going to be able to do that again? Like, are we even a band? Do we have a career? And then, you know, it's this wave. So now we finally have a tour. We're ready to go. We're ready to get on the road, and we're ready to hopefully get another tour in the summer and fall too. So awesome. Looking ahead and being, you know, so.
Make sure to check them out as they're on the road. We're talking to Kulik on iRockRadio.me. Thank you so much for coming
by. Thank you for having us. And also, thank you for helping us with the van, too. We got a van that was crowdfunded and hopefully doesn't break down on the way to Sacramento.
It is our pleasure. Unless it broke down, then we have nothing to do with
That's
it.
That's right.
All right. Thank you again for stopping by. Make sure to check them out on the road. And the single is available
everywhere. Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, everywhere. YouTube, all that. So make sure you check it out.
And follow Kulik on the socials. They can get the links on your website.
Yes, it's KulikOfficial.com. And all of our social handles are at KulikOfficial. So.
All right. Once again, thank you very much. Let's leave with you playing DJ here. Is there any song that you would like to play either off your EP or even just something in general that you just like from any other artist?
You should definitely play Scatterbrain, the real recording, but they just heard acoustic, so maybe not that one. You should play a Day to Remember song for sure.
Day to Remember?
Yes, for sure. You could pick any of them. They're all phenomenal.
All right, let's get back to the music. It's iRockRadio.me. iRockRadio.me. It is Jay Hunter from a place called Hang Loose in the small town of Tamaqua, Pennsylvania, which is not only where I grew up as a child, but also my next guest, who is also an RCA recording artist, Mr. Jacob Kulik. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Welcome to iRockRadio.me.
Yes, sir.
And this is actually a place of one of your first gigs, you said.
Yeah, I said. We started as a cover band, so we started playing our first shows here, and we were in high school in this corner. They had a stage, and we used to have, like, cover band battles, kind of. You know, yeah. That was kind of our upbringing. Interesting now being here, and it makes me feel old, I'll tell you that.
Well, you're not too old. You said one of your inspirations is Imagine Dragons?
Yeah.
I think I heard that in one of
Yeah, they're, the production-wise definitely stays. We have to keep it modern, you know.
Right.
Songwriting is different, though, than experience-wise. I just mean experience-wise, it's just interesting being back here. Because, I mean, I don't come back here anymore. My mom's still in Colda, but my dad's gone to Florida, and my wife's parents are moving too, so we're rarely back here now. So,
now you actually grew up outside of the town of Tamaqua.
Yeah, but West Penn.
So when you're living out there, I guess more in suburban or even, I guess you could say, farm country for the most part.
Right in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really started writing your own music at a young age.
Yeah, from so 12, boredom.
From boredom.
Yeah, no, like 13. I started writing at like 13. There was like two main reasons why. One was, actually three. One was complete boredom with nothing to do and wanting to express myself. And I also really liked writing love songs, which is interesting to me because I don't really write them anymore. And I also wrote just as an outlet to kind of get everything. Kind of like a journal, if that makes sense.
Okay, because I was going to say, where did the inspiration come from at such a young age? You even built a studio at 12 in your closet?
Yeah. it was a closet that, you know, it had like the normal, the rack to hang the hangers on and shelves, and had mirrors, mirror doors, sliding glass mirror doors. And I took them down and I took the shelves down all in one day, and my parents came home and they weren't happy about that, but I had a studio, so... From then on out, I just kept spending every day singing horribly in my room. It was probably horrible to grow up with me. I apologize to my brothers. But, you know, you keep doing it and you keep improving. But, yeah, I wanted to start writing I just wrote because I felt like I needed to say something. I don't know. It was very, I still feel like I need to say stuff every now and then. It's like too much gets stuck in your head and there's not enough people to talk to about it. And then you just form it into a song. Now it's more, you know, tightly crafted into a certain message you're trying to get to people and you're trying to be universal. But back then it's so raw and organic. You're just writing whatever comes to your mind, whatever you need to really write about.
Well, real quick, and we'll get back to your writing, but you grew up in an area that was heavily influenced by classic rock. And I mean, it's classic rock is big here, and also cover bands doing the block parties. And yep. I understand that you did do some covers. What did you do to kind of defer from the norm and break that glass ceiling?
Well, we started exactly the way that you were saying. We did a lot of cover songs. I mean, our set was, we had a cover band, Story of Another. We did 4-hour sets of all covers. And then I started writing originals with Carl Wittig, who was the guitarist at the time. And I also started writing my own originals. And we said, why don't we just squeeze them in there? And most of the time, people didn't notice or they just let us do it. So we would do like a 4-hour set of covers and we would randomly, right in between two really good cover songs that we knew we were good at, we would put an original so we knew people were listening to it.
Did it at the end of the night or earlier?
No, it was throughout the whole set. Throughout the whole set. It didn't matter if they were like drinking or not. They just, I think whoever hired us to book the gigs, they didn't notice because our set was so long. Either that or they liked our originals. Either way, it was a win-win for us. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Win-win.
But that was the start of it. And then when I finally moved and I went to school in Philadelphia, I started playing my own original shows. And that was when I finally said, you know, I don't want to do covers anymore. I just want to do originals. I don't care how hard it is to get shows to do that. I don't care if there's only 3 people. I'd rather play my originals to 3 people instead of covers to 200 people, you know.
Staying true to the product and perfecting your art.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Well, speaking of which, your EP that's been out, Hydroplane, already had both internet and FM radio success. New album is coming out. Will any of the songs from the EP be on the full-length album?
First of all, I'm not sure if we're doing full length. I mean, we're trying to get there. Right now, we're just focused on the new single, Scatterbrain. I don't, if we get there. I mean, the goal is to get there. We're still not there to be able to make an album yet. We have to get the label to believe in that. And, you know, they have to pick up that option, basically. Right now, they picked up a single option, which is Scatterbrain. So we're going to push that. If it does well, then hopefully they pick that up. If they don't, then we'll have to play it by ear. Then we'll see. I mean, my goal was to eventually get to that full length, though. I mean, that is obviously the main goal for sure.
Well, the song Scatterbrain, as we're recording this, it just came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of your music, I mean, you said yourself, you kind of used your music as a journal and your lyrics as a journal. Scatterbrain kind of goes in a little bit different of a different direction, but at the same time, I mean, it's obviously deep.
Right. But not as introspective as normal. Yeah, it's not so journal entry and personal. It's more of a, you know, I wasn't even trying to do it, but it kind of turned into an actual message, you know, like a message of society and how we are. And I mean, it's crazy how that came about because none of it was planned. I wrote it with a person named April, April Gabrielli, and she is playing keys for us right now on tour. She opened for us when we did our headlining tour. She was in this band, The Rose Monarch. She's still in that band. That's her main project. But we wrote it together, and we were at Sony ATV in New York City, and I just said, you know, I'm pretty like fed up with everything right now. I'm fed up with having to always play the game of social media, and I feel like I'm always on my phone, and I feel like I can't actually say what I want to do. And we ended up writing a song that was pretty much expressing, you know, staying true to yourself and wanting to express what you actually want to express and getting it out there. So I feel good about it because, you know, I actually produced it myself, and it was only me and her that wrote. It wasn't, you know, some outside song type of thing. And, you know, my background is recording myself in a closet. So, you know, now I'm recording myself in a home studio, and it feels good to actually get that product to market instead of letting somebody else put their hands all over it kind of thing.
Well, I was going to say, let's take a break and we'll play the song, but you brought your acoustic guitar with you, so.
Yes.
I'm just going to let you do your thing and play the acoustic version for an iRock rarity of Scatterbrain.
Let's do it.
This is Kulik on iRockRadio.me.